pick up the telephone, see who's wacky this morning. Why don't we? Why? Well, because we have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have maggots on the line. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have maggots on the line. Seething, breathing, barely existing maggots. Vacant eyes. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have maggots on the line. All right, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, could you just door it for me?
What do you want to hear?
Well, these homers, they're jerks.
Why? What's wrong with them?
What's wrong with them? They're crybabies. They whine about everything.
What do you mean, the people that are waiting for the house to be finished?
Yeah, and I'm a customer service man out here.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. People are all excited about it, and you tell them that you're going to have the walls up by Wednesday, and then the contractor can't do it, and then the people show up.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're jerks.
Well, what's the matter with them?
What's the matter with them? Well,
you can see their point of view.
Well, I don't know. They ask, you know, they get on your nerves. They're always asking for things, you know. We give them everything, and they just stab you in the back.
All right. I know what you're saying. You as a construction man. I mean, I've bought houses before, but I can see how your side of it must be. There you are. You're working out in the hot, stinking sun building this house that this upward mobile couple has just picked out. And it's hard enough getting the work done. They don't understand that when you told them that you'd have the drywall up by Wednesday, it was contingent on the person that you contracted to put the drywall up. But his mother died and left for Tanganyika, and the drywall isn't up. And now here they come in their stinking little car to check the progress. And there you are. What happened to the drywall? Well, we couldn't get it up. But you told us it would be up by Wednesday. Yeah, well, we just couldn't do it. There were problems with the other contractor, and his mother died, and then we couldn't put it up because they were in Tanganyika when it happened. Oh, you're giving us the runaround, huh? You're just giving us the runaround. See, Doris, Harry was right. He was right. If you don't stay on him every second, things don't get down. I want to see that drywall up, and I want to see it now. Come along. Come along, Harry. And I told you we should have bought a house that was already done. And you just sit there seething. Seething, those maggots. They pull up a little bit later on. Looking at some 2x4s you've just nailed in and say, excuse me, would you mind pulling these nails out? They look a little crooked. You see the way the heads are not flush with the wood? I tell you what, do you mind if I pull them out and you can hammer it in again later on? Get out of here. Every day. Get so you try to duck behind the house when you see their stinking car pull up. It's like they got nothing better to do. The guy comes over in his lunch hour. Hey, how y'all doing? How's it going? I tell you what, you can put this commode in a little straighter, don't you think? Don't you think this should be a little straighter over here? Finally, one day he comes and says, you know, I think we're going to have to replaster this ceiling. I hate to say it, but I think, what do you guys drink on the job? My grandmother could have plastered this ceiling better than you. That's when you snap. That's when you snap and start approaching him with a claw hammer. Get away from me! Get away from me! He turns around and runs, gets in his car, and you throw that claw hammer and it breaks right through the back window. Now stay the hell away! You hear me? Stay away! You turn to your buddies and say, all right, boys, we're going to finish this house today. Are you all with me? Let's finish this maggot once and for all. We're all new overtime for no pay just to get it done, just to get them off our back. All right. Tell you what, let's get a load of horse manure and throw it inside this wall here. That's right. Yeah, fill it up. Back the truck up there and fill up this wall with horse manure. That's it, boys. Now finish her off. Good, good. Now spray it good with Lysol. The Lysol will keep it fresh smelling for a couple of days. Yeah. Fresh smelling for a couple of days, so that after they moved in here, the place will stink and they won't know why. They'll think the Amityville Horror was a picnic compared to the... Yeah, that's it. More horse manure. Lying it. Ah, yeah, good. All right, yeah, let's dig that sump pump for him now. Yeah, well, hit the charger there. All right, now you put the septic tank right over there. Uh-huh. Yeah, big one. And 3 feet from it, I want you to dig the well. All right? Yeah. That's right. Put a well right here. There you go, right next to each other. I want them to know what dysentery is all about. That's it. Okay, good. All right, get the landscapers and lay the sod right now. The hell with it. Come on, we'll work all through the night if we have to. We're going to get this stinking house done. All right, you plumbers, I want you down in the basement and get some corrosive acid and put it on those pipes so that after they're in the house about 3-4 weeks, every pipe in the place goes. They'll have to be peeing in pots and pans. Yeah. Of course, the sump pump will be no good either. get on the blower, would you? Get on the blower to Harry over there at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Tell him we'd like some nuclear waste to be dumped in the backyard about 4 feet down, huh? Good, good, good. That way their future generations and their offspring will grow up crazy. Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. Get as much nuclear waste as you can. I want it dumped in the backyard. Yeah, that's it. Bring the truck around there. Dump the waste. Ha, 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 ha. Go ahead, good. All right, now let's fill the ceiling with asbestos. That's it. Yeah, lots of asbestos in the city. Good, good. All right, plaster it up real nice, huh? Yeah.
It's the contractor's revenge.
All right, you got it? Okay, she looks good. Yeah, that house is nice, huh?
Uh-huh,
yeah. What's that? The new owner's on the phone? Oh, yeah, 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 let me talk to her, yeah, hello. Yeah. Well, sir, I think you'd be happy to know that after all this fuss and muss, we got your house done. We just finished. Yeah, we just put the last nail in. Uh-huh, it looks pretty good. If I don't say so myself. Yeah, it looks real nice. Huh? What's that? The loan didn't go through. Ah!
No one beats Dart.
I don't know.